Please consider this. When we are in a strong place spiritually, a time of testing can be a very good thing. If we rise to the challenge, we are more resilient for the future. Now, most of the passage which describes Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness talks about the temptations. So let's try to understand temptation and how to fight it for ourselves. And it's interesting, in the New Testament, testing and temptation are two meanings of the same Greek word. So Jesus was led into a time of testing by the Holy Spirit, and at the same time, it was a time of temptation from Jesus' accusing enemy, the devil. How was he tempted? What can we understand about the nature of temptation? How does the devil go about it, and how can we fight it? These are the sort of questions you might be asking as we look at this passage, which is Luke chapter 4, the beginning of it. Well, can you see? Temptation number one. We're on page 62. Temptation number one's in verse 3. The devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." One of the things the accuser does is to plant doubts in our minds. If you are the Son of God, Jesus. And that's how it was with the first humans being tempted. Did God really say? If you call yourself a Christian, do something impressive, we might be told. And another thing the accuser does is to target our particular weakness. Jesus was hungry. If you're hungry, you can turn this stone to bread. If you are the Son of God, says the devil. So, fighting temptation, one of the ways in which we fight is to be strong in our assurance as a Christian. Jesus needed to be sure, have assurance. And we need to be sure. We need to realize I'm not saved because I do impressive things. That's not what it's about. My assurance is based on something else. I'm saved by God's grace and because of what Jesus has done. He's done the impressive thing in dying and rising for me so that I can have assurance. And I don't need to prove my faith. Just thank the Lord and continue to be faithful. And I stand firm when my weak points are shown up and prodded and stretched. I stand firm with that assurance and with the help of God's word in the Bible. That's what helped Jesus when he was tempted, the message of the Bible. Can you see his answer to the devil who said, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread"? Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." So even when I feel like sinning, it's the Bible which reminds me what is right and what is wrong in God's eyes. And so it's the Bible which is my best help in the fight against temptation. Jesus knew it, and so can we. Temptation too. Now, it's there in verses 5 and following. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it's been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." This is a more subtle one. The tempter is trying to manipulate Jesus by offering him what actually was not his to offer. If only he will worship him, the devil. And it is true. So many people offer us amazing things which are just too good to be true, so that we will commit ourselves to them. But so often, it is a deceit. And how can we see through it, this sort of temptation? Well, what does Jesus say? What would we expect him to turn to? Yes, the Bible. Verse 8, Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." So many messages, so many temptations that without the clear teaching of the Bible, we might easily be knocked off course. Some of the time we might be confused about what is right and what is wrong. Confused by messages in our society, from our friends or family or enemies. Jesus shows us by example that only the Bible is reliable for setting us right. It's the Bible which is our strongest guard against falling to temptation. Temptation number 3, verse 9 and following. Then the devil took Jesus to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourselves down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Now, the devil has realized that Jesus is trusting the Bible for his defense, so the accuser starts quoting the Bible himself. Even more subtle, the devil quotes the Bible, at the same time twisting it, making it say what it does not really say. So our defense against temptation, as Jesus has shown us, is not just the word of God in the Bible. It is the Bible properly understood in its straightforward meaning and proper context. The plain meaning of Scripture, not the twisted meaning. This is what Jesus responds with. Verse 12. Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. So for that time, Jesus had passed the test, and he was stronger for the tests to come. And he shows us how to overcome temptation, to fight it with the clear teaching of God's word as written. If we follow Jesus, we will resist the temptation to sin. By one, knowing that the clear teaching of the Bible is where we discover what's right and wrong in God's eyes. It is written, says Jesus. And by two, accepting the authority of the Bible, teaching as the word of God, and following it. And three, not letting anyone else twist the clear meaning of the Bible and so change what is written. This is what Jesus did to resist temptations in the wilderness. This is what the Anglican primates did in their meeting this month in dealing with the American Episcopal Church. This is what we are called to do as we face temptation to sin. And so we seek the Lord's strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to fight temptation and train ourselves to keep fighting the good fight. This is the spiritual formation that we all need to give us resilience for the present and the future, whatever comes. A prayer to finish. Please, Lord, lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. Amen.